My guest today is the television presenter and chart-topping, award-winning podcaster, Vogue Williams. Not one to shy away from tough or taboo subjects, Vogue's podcast, My Therapist Ghosted Me, covers everything from bra size to bad dates. Vogue is beloved for her brutal honesty and the ability to find the funny in anything. Plus, given that she has her very own beauty empire with her tanning brand, Bare by Vogue Williams, I was intrigued to find out what gems Vogue would reveal about her own beauty routine. We covered everything from the perils of tanning as a teenager.
For 8 hours, I would lay out with my sister and my mom and read a book in the sun and listen to music and just not move.
The joy that comes with data tracking from wearable tech.
I don't wear anything on my wrist or anything that's really obvious. And for this, I love it. I love tracking sleep.
And her less is more approach to makeup.
And I prefer like a fresh kind of skin look. This is kind of my everyday makeup where I don't really have too much on, but I have loads on.
Vogue, hello. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you doing?
I am fab. I'm very excited to talk all things beauty.
I cannot wait. I know you're a big beauty fan, so excited to hear what you've got to say. First up then, what's kind of your approach to beauty? Are you a wash and go kind of gal? Are you tutorials, 10-step skincare? What's kind of beauty vibe?
I wouldn't say I'm just a wash and go, but I'm very close to it. I'm really like, I'm obsessive about skincare. So if I ever get to go to a facial, which is one of my favorite things to do, I feel sorry for the facialists because I'm just like, and tell me about this and tell me, because I love learning about what's really good for your skin. But I'd say my routine is just wash with water in the morning because I'll have washed the night before, a serum and an SPF always. And then at nighttime, I always do a double cleanse, get all the makeup off. I've recently started using this because I did a job from this Ren toner, but it's
orange one.
Oh my God.
So good.
So good. So I use that as well. And then you realize, actually, I've double cleansed and I still haven't got all my makeup off. But I've been using that. And then I'll do a serum and either my fake tan serum or I will do a normal serum. I always switch the serums depending on how my skin is. And then a nice night cream and some eye cream.
You have a solid skincare routine. Your facialist will be impressed.
Yeah. And some lash serum, which I've just started using.
Oh, how are you finding that?
I love them. So I was quite lazy with it. It takes 2 seconds. And I tried Revital Lash, which is really good. Mm-hmm. I'm currently using UK Lash, which is very good. And my eyelashes look great. And then somebody else posted another one that I saw and I was like, oh, I'll try that one now. Because there's so many. But it's something that I want to keep using because I've really bad lashes. Like they're not good.
You're going to have the longest lashes in the world, though.
I know. No more stumps for me.
Let's get into it then. I'm dying to hear your thoughts on makeup, the best advice you've ever had. You obviously have spent a lot of time sat in the makeup chair. Were you good at makeup before you kind of got thrown into the limelight, or where did you learn your makeup?
I've kind of always been quite good at makeup, but I grew up when we were putting like glitter along our cheekbones and like blue eyeshadow was gorgeous. And like we had these massive big lashes that we'd put on. So that's how I kind of grew up doing it. But I loved doing it and I used to collect makeup and I still kind of do. And I used to do my sister's makeup for her. And yeah, makeup has always been my thing. But my best friend is a makeup artist and she's my favorite makeup artist. She's from Ireland. So whenever I'm at home, she does my makeup. And like, I love the way she does my makeup. So I try and copy that.
And what's your sort of signature look? I always view you as very glam and glowy.
I would say definitely glowy. I wouldn't say glam. I don't know. I like an eyeshadow, but I don't like too much eyeshadow. I think like gone are the days I had a smoky eye. I'd call it more of a daytime smoky if I ever like decided to go with a bit of a smoke. But I think, I don't know, I feel like loads of eyeshadow kind of makes me look older and I prefer like a fresh kind of skin look. This is kind of my everyday makeup where I don't really have too much on, but I have loads on.
That's interesting. That's become a big topic on TikTok, eyeshadow aging you.
Really?
Yes, apparently Gen Z are killing eyeshadow for us.
Stop. Well, because I'd always go, and sometimes I'll use what is it called? A contour stick just on my eyes as well, because it just looks more natural. But I have this amazing Tom Ford palette, and that's one of my favorite ones.
Oh, that's like kind of pinky, rosy.
Pinky, like brownies, bronzy. It looks so dirty when I showed you there, but it's used and loved. But I think I try to stick to the more bronzy look. And I think that I have quite small eyes. So I always try and make them look a little bit bigger.
And do you wear makeup every day, or are you happy to rock out the house without makeup on?
I definitely happy. So after we get off this call and going for a run, I'm going to sauna, and then all the makeup's coming off before I get in the sauna. And then I've just got a travel day ahead. So I just won't wear any makeup, but I always have obviously tan on my face. So I never look as gray as I am.
That would have been worrying if you were heading into the sauna with a full face of makeup on.
Oh no, I love no makeup days. And honestly, they're kind of few and far between. One thing I will always wear though, even on the school run, is concealer. Cause I just have really dark circles. I've just always had them. And everyone's like, go and get this treatment and go and get that. And I'm like, no, I just have black eyes. That's it.
One of those things.
Yeah. So like, and actually they don't bother me because I've had them. Like I had them when I was young.
born with black circles.
Yeah. I remember being in school, and because we were taught by nuns. We had a few nun teachers, and they'd be like, what happened to your face? Like thinking someone had hit me in the face. And I was like, no one's hit me. It's just my face. So I'm always on the hunt for a great concealer. I have loads of concealers. I love putting just a tiny bit of concealer under my eyes.
That's your beauty non-negotiable.
Yeah.
So we've touched on skincare a little bit. What are your skincare non-negotiables? Or if you had to pass on skincare advice to your daughter, what sort of thing would you tell her?
SPF. As boring as it is, it's so important. I think it's since I have my own fake tan range that I created years ago with
my part.
I know, I love it. And since then, I kind of avoid the sun. I used to be one of the sit in the sun with olive oil on my skin. I know, like for hours, for like eight, if this is pre-kids, obviously, for 8 hours, I would lay out with my sister and my mom and read a book in the sun and listen to music and just not move. And now I'm always trying to avoid it, but like you're always running after the kids. So I'll always get some kind of a tan because I tan quite naturally, but I'll always be in never below a 30.
Never below a 30. Have you got any brands that you love for SPF?
I think for SPF, my favorite brand for my face is the Image Skincare one. Because it kind of acts like a bit of a primer as well. It's not too thick and heavy when you put it on your face. And then I actually love my kids. They have this Child's Farm kids SPF because it doesn't come off in the water. Because the kids one is really waterproof. So you put it on, like you still have to reapply like 3 times a day, but it definitely works.
That is a good tip. Yeah. Child's SPF.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Talking of tan then, so I'm desperate to talk to you about tan. Have you always, obviously we've heard about you using olive oil as your SPF, but then were you a tanning teenager? Have you always been into self-tan?
Always, always, always been into self-tan. I look pale now for me. I'm tanning after the sauna. This is as pale as I go. When I was younger, I was really into tan, but like I was going around with the orange hands and like, I don't know what it was about tan back then, but it was very like, there was such an orange hue off it that like, it was always obvious you were wearing tan, but none of us cared. And now there's like been so much like development in tan since we were younger. Like even in Ireland, you can't put DHA in tan. So like,
yes,
but I don't know if it's going to come to the UK, but in Ireland, you certainly can't put DHA in tan. So we actually have kind of two different tans on the go.
So were you kind of buying in tan from England?
Oh no. I'd say people would like to do that, but no, because we have to. So we have our tan for the UK, and then we had to come up with another formula. But like, luckily, my business partner was way ahead and was like, "This is going to happen." And so we had like 2 weeks with no tan, and then we got the girl as the tan again.
Oh wow, they're totally different formulas.
Yeah, because one had DHA, but you'd never actually know. Like I never know which one I'm using because I'll travel back and forth at some sometimes. And the whole point was that nobody would ever notice a difference.
And talk me through your tanning routine. Are you like a Tanning Thursdays kind of girl? What does Vogue's tanning routine look like?
I'm finding myself at the moment being a twice a week tanner. I just think the weather is so garbage and like tan just makes you like feel good.
Dead.
I was really anxious on Sunday. I don't know why. I was just really anxious. And I was like, right, I need to get myself out of this mood. And I went for a run and then I was like, okay, I'm going to tan. And tan just like, it just lifts your mood. You're just like, something looks good. Something's going right for me. So I tan, it just depends. Like I'm going to Belfast today. So I'm going to, we have a tan water that's clear. So I'm going to put that on and then I just put my clothes on over it and it will come up within 5 hours. So I tan with that. And then when will I tan again? I'll probably tan again by Monday. I scrub it off a lot. So I do use eraser.
I think you'll scrub what you're exfoliating in between.
Yeah, I think if you're going to tan, like everyone's always scared to like have a shower and like to be washing it off. But like I literally get my exfoliating mitt and I leave the tan 2 days, but that's when I start attacking it after 2 days, just so it like, it comes off really evenly.
And what about pre-holiday? Because I feel like a lot of people these days are getting spray tans before they go on holiday. Are you self-tanning pre-holiday?
A spray tan before holiday just feels like a waste of money to me.
Apparently it's a thing.
It like, I can understand why you do it, but tan lasts like 3 days on holidays. Because you're in and out of the water so much, you're putting on oils, you're putting on creams, it takes the tan off. So like you'd usually get, a week out of a spray tan? And then it's just gone after 3 days. So I tan before I go. And then I usually go on holidays to my mum's house. So I have a batch of tan over there. But like I tan throughout the holiday. So I would tan. You need to do 2 or 3 times a week when you're away.
That's dedication to the tanning course.
At least you're bronzed.
You're not getting a spray tan, but treatment wise, are you a big treatment kind of gal?
I love a treatment. I love a really, really good facial. I go into Debbie Thomas a lot.
The best.
Oh God, it's just, isn't it so good in there? And you just know, like, because people are like, what did you get done? I want to ask the same thing, but they literally bespoke it to everybody that they do. And they use a lot of lasers and lasers go really deep within your skin. And I think it's super important if you can, because like they're not cheap. Treatments like that are not cheap, but they do really work. But I also think at-home treatments work too. I just got that current body mask, you know, that everyone's
wearing.
Yeah.
The one from Emily in Paris, the LED mask. Yeah.
So I've started, but like LED masks are never going to be as good as the ones that you get in a salon, but they're still quite good for your skin. And also like I love an at-home under eye, the little jellies. I love them.
Love them.
And I love just a sheet mask, any sheet mask. On my way to like today, I'll go to Boots in the airport and I'll just grab a couple of sheet masks and just, I love putting them on. Yeah. Your skin just does feel really hydrated. And if you've got a big night out, I'd always chuck a sheet mask on first and then get ready.
And did you start seeing Debbie for specific skin issues or just to make you just kind of as a self-care preservation?
I think with Debbie, I've been through everything with Debbie. So I did, I was doing it for certain skin issues to begin with. And then I went off the pill and I got really bad skin, like really bad.
Yeah.
And then Debbie sorted that out. I was only talking to somebody about this yesterday, about acne and acne when you're younger. Like I was talking to 3 women about it. And I was just like, God, I wish like my mom had known to just like what to give you. Like we were on the Clearasil bandwagon. Do you remember Clearasil?
Oh my God.
That's the thing.
I actually don't know whether you can buy Clearasil anymore. That was harsh.
Yeah. And I remember we all had the same skin stuff, but I suppose at least we were doing something with our skin. But yeah, I think lasers are really, really good because when you have like really bad skin, it can be really upsetting. And just, it's happened a few times in my life when I've had really, really bad skin.
Yeah, I was having the same conversation yesterday and it's that cycle, isn't it? You have really bad skin, so you're kind of feeling sad, staying home. And then often if you go on medication or you start treatment, that makes you feel sad too. So you're in this kind of never-ending cycle.
Why am I sad again?
Yeah, exactly. So facials are your kind of go-to treatment then. And then what about relaxing treatments? Do you ever go for massages?
Now, when I get a massage as well, I do. I have a girl who comes to my house. I met her through my neighbor. She comes to like our apartments and like everyone loves her because she's so good. But I train a lot and I do work out a lot. And so sometimes I get really sore muscles. And and she comes over, and it's definitely not a fall asleep massage. It's a like get in there. They're my favorite massages because I feel like
a sports massage.
Yeah, I love them. Like I'd love her to stand on me. You know what I mean? Just get like really just get in there with your muscles. So they're the kind of ones that I have. I never like a really relaxing treatment because I think I'm going for a treatment for a reason. Like I want to see a result.
That's so funny. I feel like that's the opposite. Most people are like, I just want to fall asleep, be zen. You're like, give me the pain.
Well, I have been to Debbie Thomas and like I was getting like proper laser. So it's not painful, but it's a bit jumpy. And then I have a ring, an Oura ring that tracks my sleep and stuff. And I napped for 26 minutes. I was like, oh my God, I don't remember falling asleep. But I did.
Oh, how are you finding the Oura ring?
I love it so much. Do you have one?
No, but I'm intrigued by them. So they're a ring that tracks your sleep, right?
They track your sleep. They track your heart rate. They track your recovery. Like they're actually kind of amazing. They track your period. There's loads of different things that they do. I got mine, God, nearly 2 years ago. I don't wear anything on my wrist or anything that's really obvious. And for this, I love it. I love tracking sleep.
Yes, I see you've been, you're very into your sleep and your sleep.
Very, very love it. Yeah.
What's your kind of ultimate sleep routine?
So what do I do? I have a really good eye mask. There's two that I like. I like the, is it sleepy?
Drowsy?
Drowsy.
The big padded one.
Drowsy one is very good. But there's also one on that I found on Amazon called Mindfold. Ooh. And it's, it's certainly not as pretty. It's I think it's 12 quid or something. So like drowsy is more expensive, but it is silk on your face. This one is not silk on your face, but it blocks out everything. Like I open my eyes and I'm like, oh my God, I literally can't see anything. So I love a good sleep mask. I wear earplugs. And I listen to white noise. I spray a pillow spray and I read for like an hour before bed. And I think if you're reading before bed, it's super, super helpful for your sleep.
Oh, that is so good. That is such a good habit to get into.
I love reading. Yeah. I only got back into it about a year ago and now I'm just like flying away at the books. I love it.
And then your last beauty topic is hair. How are you with your hair? Are you good at doing your own hair?
No, I can do the basics. So like I can straighten it and like, just like, but I'm never going to be doing like an amazing hairstyle. I'm always surprised when people are like, show us how you do your messy bun. I'm like, really?
I always find the best messy buns are the ones that you truly just shove up and then you can never recreate it.
You'll never do it again. Exactly. No. I have an amazing hairdresser, Hadley Yates, and he does my extensions. So I've always had extensions in my hair because I'm so indecisive. So like 3 months ago, I had a bob. Now I have long hair. And now I'm like, well, I cut my hair up to my ears. And he's like, yeah, do it. So he puts ideas into my head and it's nice that you can go long and short, long and short. I've lots of hair, but it's quite thin. So it's nice to get that little bit of extra volume.
And how often do you visit Hadley? Does he give you good hair treatments? Are you into a hair mask?
I do like a hair mask. I do them at home. I use this OGX one at the moment. And then I used to use Olaplex, but I'm really like the shampoos that I use. Like I love the K. Have you heard of K18?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's so good. Spencer started using my K18. I was like, no, no, no.
Get off my shampoo.
That is too expensive. You're not allowed to use that one. That is so like, that is a miracle product. So my business partner, who I do the tan with, he owns a beauty company, National Beauty in Ireland. And he has the distribution for K18. He has it for Kevin Murphy. He has it for 11 Australia. So like I go into his warehouse sometimes and I'm like, oh my God, there, it's just like rows and rows and rows of all these amazing products. And I'm lucky that he sends me some sometimes when I'm well behaved. So he got me onto K18 and it really is like an incredible product.
Yeah, so it's for damaged hair, isn't it? And it makes your hair just feel
healthy. You basically just, you wash your hair with the shampoo, then you don't put conditioner in. You get out and then you put the K18, I don't even know what it's called, the creamy
stuff.
It's
like a bonding mask or something.
Mm. And whatever way it works, it makes your hair gorgeous.
Has Spencer got luscious locks going on
his
now?
His hair has never looked better, to be honest. But I'm nearly running out of it, so I hide things on him.
Be back in that warehouse. Yeah. And finally then, we always ask our guests about any beauty blunders they've had, any fake tan disasters, any eyebrow overplucking, anything like that, any awful haircuts?
I feel I've had all of the above. I remember when I first got I got scouted for modeling, and it was for a hair show. So you basically go into a hairdresser's and they do whatever they want to your hair. And I had a fringe that actually went back to the back of my head. I went, no, wait for it. And as I said, I don't have that much hair. Like I've a lot of hair, but it's really thin. So they basically used all my hair and pulled it forward and then cut it into a V at the back. And it took honestly 3 or 4 years to grow that. It was so bad. Like people used to slag me about it and be like, I look like MacGyver for the best part of 3 years.
That was your modeling career was put on hold for 3 years.
Yeah, just because the hair.
I can imagine the exact haircut. That's very hairdresser poster haircut.
I know. And it was so bad. And then everyone's overplucked their eyebrows at some stage. But once you find like a great eyebrow girl is your best friend. I feel like sometimes you could get your brows done and people are like, what have you had done to your face? And they can make such a difference to your face. I have an amazing girl in Dublin that I hold out for a lot. Kim, she's brilliant. She actually has products. They're called Brow Aid. I cleaned my makeup brushes and thrilled myself. She has these amazing products called Brow Aid and she's just the best at eyebrows.
That's dedication to brows, flying over to Dublin to get your brows done.
I know, I don't hold out the whole time, but there's sisters called Sister Salon, and they're two girls from Belfast, and they do a great job at brows as well. I think when you find someone great, you stick with them.
And, I think that's the same, isn't it, with facials, hair?
Yeah.
When you find your beauty crew.
Yeah, and like I love hearing like people always are like, go to them, they're amazing, or get it. Like I love being sent beauty products. I'd say you have so many. Mm-hmm. Like and to just
it's a good perk.
It's so good. And to just I love trying loads of new products and seeing what's great and what's brilliant. And then so do my family because they get all of them.
Have you come across anything brilliant recently that you're like, that is going straight in?
Yeah, that Ren thing was absolutely amazing. I always think beauty pie is great. Mm-hmm. Over here. I think that like you can spend a reasonable amount of money on skincare, get really good skincare, and they have a lot on their site. We don't have that in Ireland though.
That's a plug here. Beauty pie, come to Ireland.
Beauty pie, come to Ireland. Yeah. I'll invest. I love you. I use a lot of their stuff as well. I love Elizabeth Arden have brought out a new, again, Spencer used all of them. Those little capsules, did you try them?
The capsules are so good, yeah.
So good. Because I never wanted to use retinol. I tried it once and my skin just fell off my face.
Really? So you're not using retinol at all?
I was using those capsules, but Svenny used them all. He was like, these are fantastic. I was like, I know.
Spencer's got a very well-stocked bathroom cabinet.
He's really into his skincare as well. Now, when I say he's into his skincare, he just takes mine and then it disappears and I don't have it. But I think they're a great way to get into retinol as well, because there's such a small amount in them that you can put them on in the morning and just wear them out for the day and not worry about the sun.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about overuse.
Exactly, yeah. So good.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Beauty Life Lessons from Grazia with me, Verity Clark. Please keep listening for more episodes and listen back to previous episodes for some amazing guests sharing their top beauty tips. And don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. It really does make the difference to people finding us. See you next time.